I want you to Google female high school quarterback. Go ahead, I'll wait, because you might be surprised by the results. In October, a female quarterback in Florida named Holly Nair threw for a 42-yard touchdown on the very first play of her high school career. The year before that, a female quarterback in Hawaii named Alexandria Buchanan broke her school's 4-year losing streak. But back in the 1980s, varsity female quarterbacks weren't common. In fact, I can only think of one. Only a Game's Jonathan Chang has the story.
Deanna Hansen grew up everywhere. Her dad was a recruiter for the Navy. So her family moved around often to wherever he was stationed: Germany, Japan, the U.S. In 1983, as she was entering high school, Deanna and her family moved to Sigonella, Sicily, a small but very close-knit community. The following summer, Deanna was out playing catch with her friends on the football team when...
They were like, wow, Dee, you could throw the football way better than we can. And we think it'd be great if you would try out for the team. We'd have you as a quarterback or a backup quarterback, anything. And when I thought about it, the team was so small that more than half of the guys played both offense and defense. So I figured, well, at least I can go out there and try and help. So I said, sure, no problem. And, told my parents that I wanted to play to see if they'd be okay with it. They gave me permission. They checked with the school administration and the folks there. They were good with it. However, they needed to get some regional permission from the Department of Defense-Dependent Schools, and the sports director said absolutely not.
See, at the time, Department of Defense-Dependent Schools banned co-ed competition in athletics. And despite everyone's support, the director in Rota, Spain, refused to make an exception.
Well, interestingly enough, my mom and dad were in a hotel restaurant bar, and one of their friends pointed out a gentleman at the restaurant. He was a U.S. Navy JAG officer, and they introduced my parents to him. My parents gave him, summarized the situation to him, and he asked my parents to go to his office the next day because he was very interested in working the case. He sent a letter to the director of the Department of Defense Schools in Washington, D.C. What happened between the time that he sent that letter and a very short time later, I don't know, but the regional director in Rota then reversed his position and allowed me to play. So I made the team, worked out with the team, and it was difficult. I will say football is certainly not easy sport. And for my frame at the time, I was maybe 135 pounds. There was one time when one of the largest players on our team, we were scrimmaging, and he caught a pass. And I was playing defense at that time and literally grabbed onto his legs and held on for about 30 to 40 yards while he drugged me across the field. And the guys were laughing. They were like, they had no idea who was going to fall first. Their bets were on the fact that he was ultimately going to fall because I was not giving up. So the first game we played against Vicenza, the team was probably at least twice our size in body as well as number of players. So it was a little scary for a first-time player to go out there and know that these guys were that big. But I was excited about it. I wanted to go out and play. Unfortunately, our starting quarterback at the time had his arm broken within the first half. So that meant I got to go out on the field and play the second half of the game. The first snap, I think I almost fumbled the ball because I was so nervous, but I was able to complete several passes. We actually got a touchdown right at the end of that half. So I don't know if the coach was joking or not, but at the end of the game, he said, you got offensive player of the game there, Deanna. Really nice job.
With Sigonella's starting quarterback still injured, Deanna was expected to start the next game against Naples. It was a familiar place for her. She had made a few friends in the area while playing other sports, but
as our bus came through, several of these girls stopped the bus and they said, hey, look, the football team, the guys aren't very happy that Deanna's playing. So, I mean, they're out to get her. I mean, they want to hurt her. So, needless to say, the team met that night. And the next day, we all ran out there with helmets on our head. That way, they weren't able to go, okay, who's the girl? I played for probably a good first quarter or so. And before the end of the first half, I was injured pretty significantly on a late hit, a cheap shot, if you will. There's two, three guys piled on and knocked my shoulder out of socket, knocked it back in, and literally knocked it back out all in just one play. So they weren't kidding when they said, we're going to get the girl.
Deanna had to sit out the rest of the football season with her shoulder injury, but she did get better.
The season after, I was playing basketball, and a couple of the guys from that team came up to me and apologized and said, hey, look, it went too far, you know. And that meant a lot that they actually did walk up and say that to me.
Even though she played only two games, Deanna says she still feels the lasting effects of her time on the gridiron. If you could go back to that day on the field, you know, throwing the football around with your friends, would you choose to play football again?
Knowing what I know now, I don't think I would, because I know what it did to me physically to compete against other teams that were literally twice our size. I think it's important for any young athlete, whether it's a male or a female, to know what your physical limitations and abilities are and make that decision. We shouldn't just do what we think we can. We should really look at the overall situation. Building that team, friendship, bond, it was a great experience. But again, looking back, is my shoulder the way it is today potentially because of that? Yeah, I'm sure it probably had a little bit to do with it.
That story came from Only a Game's Jonathan Chang. Deanna Hansen moved back to the U.S. in 1985. She says while she still enjoys watching football, she hasn't played the sport since her time at Sigonella.